systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24/7 around the world, non-stop in
all the hits.
The station with the
best
music.
Ngubani odlala ingoma zodumo.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We are Inkonjane FM 100.5 megahertz.
We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Inkonjane FM 100.5 megahertz.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Inkonjane FM radio podcast. You are live on 100.1. Please do download our app on Google Play Store, iStore. Listen now.
100.5 frequency modulation. With the beat, music is our passion. Culture is our origin. Edutaining is our mission. Bayasazi eflex staff. Lusiki Siki. Bizana. Libode. Kumbu. Folo. Port St. John's. Eyugi. Mount Frey. Dabankulu. Mount Aleph. Nase Harding. Uyasala maolele mtram. Sikichima okom sholo.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Young people who are unemployed, when they apply for jobs, they are not properly qualified because of their low standards. When they go to university, before they get entrance, they have to be given bridging courses. Why? Because their education has been inferior. The teachers must focus on improving themselves so that they can improve the results of the children. So when young children say they have a calling, it is a concern because we are losing teachers, we are losing doctors, we are losing scientists. Let more children be educated rather than import people from other countries where they don't teach this in their schools. You know, the majority of black lecturers in universities come from Zimbabwe. Why? Because their children are not passing 30%. They are properly taught and passed, and those children also, they have ancestors also, but they don't practice those things in the schools. South African leaders must be wise and learn from the success of other people rather than continue to import university lecturers, because you don't have your own. They must find a way of saying, how can we help these children so that they focus on their studies and so that we can have our own lecturers, professors ourselves, professors in everything, chemistry, mathematics. How many black South Africans are professors in mathematics in South Africa? We have a problem. That is why I'm saying the ACDP wants to see much more, many more professors, many more professionals who are helping us, including even with the economy, rather than now saying to children, you have a calling, you have a calling. Some of them is just emotions. They just need an elder to talk to them properly. Even the parents, I think, are the best to can sit down with their children.
Inkonjane FM 100.5 megahertz.
So all in all, ancestral calling should be dealt with aside, not allied with the education system in our country, South Africa.
No, not in the class. Happening a big no. Not in the class. Let it be the responsibility of the parents and not of the teachers in school.
Now let's talk about Section 15 of South African Constitution, which guarantees freedom of religion, belief and opinion. And you've made it clear that the ANC does not apply this section when it comes to Christians. Can you please clarify to the listeners what is the meaning of that?
Well, exactly what it says. Everybody has the right to believe what they believe. Everybody has the right to have the religion of their choice. And I agree with that totally. But that, if you read it properly, it does not include ancestral calling.
Right. Lastly, when I'm about to release you, President Meshwe, what would you suggest be done, rather than we feared you that you made it clear that you would like, or you would suggest or advise that ancestral calling be dealt with by parents, not by teachers. Generally, in this country of ours, South Africa, what do you suggest should be done I think maybe in this case you can even use your views, witnesses and experiences on what should be done in this country, which is facing poverty, unemployment and many other challenges, including this now, which became the challenges, because it is one of the challenges where the children are being called or show some signs of ancestral calling in class while others are concentrating in education.
One of the important things that South Africa needs is entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Schools and children should be taught about working with your head. When we grew up, when we were in school ourselves, we had periods where we worked in the garden. When I was in primary school, I knew how to plant a cabbage, spinach, vegetables. I knew how to do that. And I also knew how to cook. Being a boy, I was cooking at home with my sister, because my parents believed that everything that a girl do in the house, a boy should be able to do. And I did all those things. When you look at many of today's children, they can't do any, many of those things, household chores. Why? Because they are just jolling, playing around all the time, going to parties even late at night. You see children in school uniform going home 6 p.m. They've been with girls or girlfriends and boyfriends and not studying. So I am saying, as the leader of ACDP, let children study. There is poverty today because there are things that we are expecting government to do for us, we cannot do for ourselves. And those that are going to school, their results and the knowledge they have is not as good as is expected by the employers. And how can we change this? By ensuring that we teach our children and the teachers equip themselves further, improve themselves so that they can become better teachers. But those who say they have ancestral calling, let the parents be called to take them home and attend to them at home so that we can deal with poverty in our areas. And this poverty can only be dealt with when more of our children are educated, they become university graduates, they become professionals, they become whatever we want them to be in society. But I don't think it is fair to use teaching time in the schools to start talking about ancestral calling. What about Christians who say, I'm called to be a pastor, I'm called to be a bishop, I also want training. Where are you going to draw the line? How are we going to stop that? Bishops should not be taught in the regular schools. When they are in school, they must just focus on their studies. Those who want to feel they are called to ministry must go to the parents who help them or the pastors who help them. The same with ancestral calling. Those who say they feel they have a calling of their ancestors, they must go to their parents so that parents can direct them where to go. But in school, they must only be taught. They must be taught lessons that will equip them to be better professionals in future who become job makers and creators. And rather than them looking for jobs, they'll know how to make jobs themselves. That's the kind of education we want our children to be given.
Reverend Meshwe, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, sir.
Right, kanti ke lo besinxokola naye ke ngumongameli ke umbutho we-ACDP umnumzana ke uReverend Kenneth Meshwe. Nalapho ke besiyikrobisela kaloku sithe kaloku mphulaphuli nje mhlawumbi xa sinokukrobisela ke ngokona ke besiyincokola ngako kwalapha enkqubeni yethu ke kona namhlanje suku. Right, masenza ngolu hlobo nje kuze ndibe izinto zethu zolunga.
Thank you for listening our radio podcast, Mkondade FM 100.5. Like and follow our page on Facebook, Mkondade Community Radio.
I guess it might sound big, but I ain't
a child. 100.5 megahertz. Isizwe esimanyeneyo. Amampondo abumbeneyo. Ilizwi elithembekileyo. Siqonda sonke. Mkondade FM.
It's your tribe. It's your tribe.
Word up.
Dishing out the fire playlist.
Bobo men to ya kosa bantu basemhlabeni bayaphoxa.
Inkonjane FM 100.5.
The best music.
Kanti kuyo lunga nini kimi. Kanti kuyo.
the best.